In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, as we approach the fast of Great Lent, allow me to encourage you to remember that due to our predilections towards sinful passions, we must make a concerted effort to extricate these things from our lives. We are sick and we need healing. This time in the ecclesiastical year gives us that opportunity to draw closer to God and to become more like Him. And we must not lose sight of the sense of urgency to which St. Paul refers in today's epistle. To refresh your memory, in chapter 13, verses 11 and following. And do this knowing the time that now is high time to awake out of sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry or drunkenness, not in lewdness or lust, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts. Yes, we are called with a holy calling to become more like God who made us. And this requires an effort on our part, which is energized by the grace of God. It is God working in us, with us, and through us. And a fundamental element of this dynamic is our willingness to change. Actually, the better word would be to die. To die to our addiction, to our sinful passions, and to be resurrected to the fruits of the Holy Spirit. As you know, God calls each of us to examine our lives here and now to determine by His grace what needs to change. But a whimsical nod toward a tyrannical passion will not be enough to free us from the same. Shoulda, coulda, woulda is not the disposition that will be needed if we are to fight the good fight. Quote from Metropolitan Chrysostomos of Petra. He writes, "A nation without faith in God does not become free, neither advances further as a civilization. Only in this way can we assure for our children the heavenly inheritance, the only one true inheritance which truly remains even after death. Otherwise, we are doomed to linger between our passions, defeated and enslaved by our own desires. The one who doesn't need anything material is the one who is free. The ones who learn to die will be free. But be warned that nobody is born like this. God doesn't give the hardest battles to His toughest soldiers. He creates His toughest soldiers through the hardest battles." We must see each of our passions, my friends, as threats to our salvation and attack them as such with the help of God. The theme of this, the fourth Sunday of preparation before the beginning of Great Lent, is that of forgiveness. To become like God means, among other things, to learn to forgive those who have offended us and sinned against us, those who have let us down. We must learn this because our Lord Jesus Christ has forgiven us more sins against Him than anybody could have ever possibly sinned against us. The fathers of the church teach us to tend to our own sins and leave judgment to God alone. Tonight we shall ask each other's forgiveness in the rite of forgiveness at the end of Vespers and the beginning of Lent. As we pursue the virtues of God, let us not forget what is really valuable in the kingdom of God. Let us not be overly concerned with the treasures of this world, which will pass away, but let us seek with all our hearts the treasures of God's life in us, which will reap eternal blessings and benefits in the kingdom of God. And let us never forget, dearly beloved, that these things can be ours only by the grace of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.